body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that can get on GTA Online. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Not much. I just had 4 days off in a row. I took vacation. I'm so fucking tired. I've been doing so much shit.
Guess where I went this week?
Where?
Beercade.
Nice. How was it?
Yeah, it was small.
Small?
Yeah.
Any good arcade games?
Yeah. They got the good one, Donkey Kong, NBA Jam, Simpsons, all that good stuff. I was there very briefly, but I was in the Benson area, and so...
Nice.
Went there.
Do you have a drink?
No, not there, but I did over at the pizza shop.
Nice. Dude, beer and pizza's the best.
Yeah, they had $3 Lucky Buckets. Oh, nice. You know what's funny is their drink deal for Friday nights is $1 PBRs. And I was like... I was with Tyler. I was like, Tyler, look. Come on, Benson, PBR? It's like a hipster's paradise.
Yeah. Friday night's banging in this pizza joint.
They got the Benson Brewery looks fucking sweet.
Really? They have a brewery?
They have two breweries now. They have Infusion and Benson, which are like seriously like two doors down from each other.
What?
Infusion was packed. It was the first day Infusion opened.
Oh shit.
And I went down there to check it out because my dad actually worked on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, him and some other people he knew were doing the construction and installing all the brewing equipment and stuff like that. And yeah, it looks really nice. It looks really like... really modern place. Nice. Looks sweet. But the Benson Brewery has this cool thing where it's seriously like, if you look at it like at the front, it's all, you know, like a clear windows, clear door and everything, and then like a garage door. And because it was nice out, the garage door is open. So like it's like an open air inside outside thing going on.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I went to a cigar bar this weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
It was cool. It was packed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was good.
I know Benson. Like, I know Benson. The Benson area is supposed to be like, they're like revitalizing it, and it's becoming like a hipster's paradise. Like I said, but it is seriously like three nice blocks, and then the rest you're like, oh,
I don't want to be here. Yeah, just that main street.
Yeah, that Benson. Main street's kind of nice, and then the rest you're just like, oh.
The inflatable house I got, that was in Benson.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's sweet. There's a lot of thrift and antique stores in Benson.
Oh, no.
A lot. I wanted to go to the Imaginarium, but another problem with Benson is, like, anything besides the restaurants closed at 6.
Really?
Yeah, everything, like, fucking closed at 6. Oh, there's a lingerie store there, too, that was open till 8.
Huh. What's the Imaginarium?
That was just a bunch of old... antiques and stuff like that, but it looked like it had, you know, like a bunch of like 50s robots and stuff like that. It looked really sweet.
Alright. Ah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How's GTA Online? Haven't played it.
Pretty sweet.
Is it?
Yeah. Right. I haven't played with Stefan or Tyler yet. I kind of was playing on my own a little bit, but it was fun.
You want to try playing tonight?
Yeah, sure.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Man, it'll be like 7:30.
That's fine. I got a couple things I need to do anyway. All right. Finish up, but yeah, we can definitely play.
Yeah. We'll do some sweet robberies.
I'm sure I can get Tyler or Stefan to play with us too.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. I finally got a new mic because like I'm always talking on Skype with everybody, and I've got one mic. The ones we did for the Ye Olde podcast.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. The problem with that is I got such a big fucking head.
Are they really that small?
Yeah, it doesn't. They don't fit on my ears. They fit like on top of my ears, and like if I like wiggle my ears, they fall off. I didn't realize I had a big head till like last year.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. When my dad had this like hard hat because whenever he works at Offutt, they make him wear a hard hat.
That makes sense.
Government. And so, so I went to go put on the hard hat, and it just like sat on the top of my head. And I was like, you got a small head, and I'm trying to fit it. And then Tyler walks over and puts it on his head. It fit just fine. He's like, I think you got a big head. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh.
Because I don't wear hats, so, you know, I don't know what size my head is.
Matt, do you have a webcam?
Yeah.
You should stream you trying to replace this. It's either gonna go. Yeah. It's either gonna be successful.
He's talking about my phone screen that cracked. I got a new one.
Yeah, it's either gonna be successful or
horrible.
Or horrible, and either way, it's gonna be a great viewing.
I could. Yeah, I could.
I was just looking at him. And I was like, that'd be funny if like something went wrong and just you just see some hands and then son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've actually had that screen for a few days. I just haven't worked up the ambition to do it. Because, you know, you really got to
see it. Dude, it's a project.
Yeah, it's a project.
Yeah. I mean, that's really badass that a phone can still work totally fine. Like, mm-hmm. a touchscreen phone work fine, but the glass is broken to hell. I've seen iPhones where it looks like someone just, like, fucking smashed it against the table, and it worked fine. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's just a fucking pain in the ass to read something sometimes. Oh, especially in direct sunlight, because all these like cracks reflect. So yeah, it's impossible to read in sunlight. But we don't have to worry about that because it hasn't been sunny in like a year.
Dude, it got cold fast.
It's supposed to climb back up in like the 70s this week too. So.
Yeah, but then the rest of the week's just like this. Did you see Western Nebraska got snow?
Yeah.
That sucks.
A town in South Dakota got like 4 feet of snow.
Oh, no.
Sucks to be you. Yeah, Western Nebraska got snow and Wayne got a mile-wide tornado.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Shit. Did the town get hit?
The town didn't get hit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I don't believe the town got hit, or I probably would have heard more about it.
All right, that's good.
I think it was just in the county.
Oh, there's a mile. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then someplace in Iowa also got like a giant-ass tornado.
I want to get Twister on Blu-ray now.
Why?
Why? I like Twister.
Twister wasn't really that good.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
I liked it when I was a kid, but now when I watch it, I'm just like, okay.
I guess I haven't watched it in a long time. I should maybe do that first. I think we got it on VHS somewhere.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have a VCR?
Yes, we have one in the house.
Oh, really?
We have one. We keep it for the times when we're like, shit, this is on VCR.
We have an old DVD / VCR, but I don't know if it works.
Those, I remember when those started coming out, there was a lot that failed.
Yeah.
It was just like trying to fit too much shit into one thing.
I remember the last time we tried to play a DVD on it, which was like a billion years ago, we were having troubles with it.
You know what I love, and I wish DVD was still like the main format, is DVD players are so cheap nowadays.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's like $10 for a good one.
Yeah, we picked up one for like $11 one time, and it's in our kitchen. It works flawlessly. Mm-hmm. I've never had a problem with it. Now you got to buy like... Well, I guess Blu-ray prayers are kind of...
Blu-ray prayers? I guess Blu-ray prayers are not that expensive.
Blu-ray, only like $80 now. Sometimes it's okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it. Yeah. Hooray!
Andy, you want to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right, first up, Tom Clancy has passed away at the age of 66. Better known for his... Well, I guess... God, I don't know what he's better known for, but he first wrote the books, and then they were adapted into video games and movies.
Yeah. The movies I know were well-received, like Hunt for Red October and Patriot Games. Those were good movies.
Yeah, it headlined such franchises in gaming as Rainbow Six, Splinter Cell, and Ghost Recon.
What do you think is the biggest out of those three?
Because
Splinter Cell, I know, has a big following.
I would say Splinter Cell. If I had to rank them, Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six, and Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I put Ghost Recon.
Because that I remember that Rainbow Six Las Vegas, that was a big one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I really liked the terrorist hunting. That was awesome.
Ooh. So fantasy football not doing well.
Oh, yeah. He was only 66.
What did he die of?
They haven't disclosed it yet.
Oh, that's sad.
Rockstar says they have 45 years worth of ideas left.
What?
When speaking to develop Leslie Benzies. Stated that the company has a wealth of ideas still in the pipeline. In fact, the producer actually mentioned there are already ideas floating around for GTA 6. However, as of now, Rockstar's focus is both GTA 5's online and future DLC. Benzie said, we've got 45 years worth of ideas we want to do. We don't know what GTA 6 will be, but we've got some ideas. GTA Online is our focus right now. There ain't no rest between finishing GTA 5 and then Online. Plus, we have stuff, DLC, I don't know how to describe it exactly, that we'd like to do, and we'll pick the right ones.
God damn, Grokstar's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little mad at them.
Why?
Because of the fucking fiasco with Online.
Oh my god, dude. It's a big undertaking.
I don't give a shit that's a big undertaking. It's a big company that had 5 years to make the game and 2 weeks to see how many people were playing.
2 weeks. Did they have an open beta?
They didn't have an open beta, but they can see how many people bought the game and are playing it. You can only assume those people are going to play that's online.
True. I give them slack. It's a big undertaking.
I gave them slack for 2 weeks. They had those 2 weeks, and then they fucked it up. Now, I'm going to play it. It's good. I have played it.
Are you still
going
to buy the DLC?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy the DLC. But I don't like the fact that the game that I bought for $60 that I waited for 5 years and 2 more weeks to get the online was bullshit when it came out.
But was the single player good?
Single player was good, but I'm talking about online, and it should have been good.
It's going to...
Every company does this. It's not just Rockstar. It's bullshit. You guys should know the formula by now. It happens with every major release.
I think I found your button.
It's fucking bullshit. Same thing happened with all the Battlefield games. It happened with Call of Duty. It happened with Halo 4. It happened with SimCity. It happened with GTA 5. It happened with all the major releases.
Has it ever happened? I always thought Call of Duty had the right amount.
Call of Duty Black Ops, for me, I couldn't play on the first day.
Okay. I've never heard like big
that.
Things,
that may have just been a personal problem. I don't know, but I do know for a fact that all the fucking Battlefield games, the EA servers are shit. Halo 4 did the same goddamn thing. Halo 4 was impossible to play, and shit, Stefan still can't play it.
Really?
Yes.
They haven't fixed it.
They haven't fixed his particular issue. He gets kicked out every other game.
What the fuck, man?
And then GTA 5, it happened again. Why is no one ever ready? God, it's not like this is 2006 or something and online is still pretty small. It's like you can go back and study like 16 other launches that went poorly.
At least it's never as bad as launch as Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 14. There's another one that was shit. Which, by the way, I have a couple friends that have played the relaunch now, and they say it's amazing.
That's what I hear. My teacher in my culture of video games class, he plays it.
Yeah.
And we had a whole class period devoted to like him talking about it, and he says, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Tom. Tom plays it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on my PSN, he'll show up every once in a while playing it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yes, I'm a little pissed because I was going to play on Tuesday, and then I couldn't play on Tuesday. So I was going to play on Wednesday, and I couldn't play on Wednesday. I was going to play on Thursday, and I couldn't play on Thursday. And finally, I got in on Friday.
It'll be okay.
It will be okay, but goddamn.
Give them like a week.
They had their time.
Okay.
I like how when I posted that thing about getting a PS3 and needing everyone's PSN IDs, the final post in that was Tom going, I don't believe you. Yeah, I just asked everyone for their PSN IDs as a goof.
Got you guys. I'm not writing these down.
Ha ha. Valve has released the Steam Machine specs.
Ooh,
you ready for this?
I've not heard this. Read.
Yeah. Some will run NVIDIA Titan, some with GTX 780, some with GTX 760,
Titan?
And some with 660.
Holy crap. Yes. Titan's insane.
Some will run Intel i7, some with i5, and some with i3. They'll have 16 gigs of DDR3 RAM and 3 gigs of DDR5 RAM for the GPU.
Oh!
1 terabyte of storage, 8 gigs of SSD storage.
For the that's probably for the OS.
Probably. Internal 450-watt, 80-plus gold power supply, of course.
Holy shit, dude. I want one of these.
Looks like it is 12.4 inches long, 12 inches wide, and 2.9 high.
That's small.
That's thin. 2.9 inches high?
I think it's about...
Yeah.
Because this is a 5-inch screen, so...
Huh. Unless they meant 12.9 high, which then wouldn't be high, it'd be length. For everyone out there, the longest side is the length. Damn it.
Do they have pricing?
No.
Fuck.
I don't see any pricing.
Because I'm really let down in PC gaming. I guess not really let down is I'm bummed I can't. Because my graphic card died. And all my game, actually 90% of my games are on Steam. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Ooh, those sound nifty.
The first episode of Telltale's The Walking Dead is now free on Xbox Live and PSN.
Season 2 or 1?
1. Why would season 2 be?
I don't know.
The first episode of Telltale's The Walking Dead is now free on Xbox Live and PSN.
We just haven't talked
there
about
it. There is no season 2, so.
I thought. We just haven't talked about it in a while, so maybe I thought I missed out on something.
So the first episode is now free on Xbox Live and PSN.
Which, that's a good episode to get you in, I think. Mm-hmm.
Episode 2 was the best, I thought.
Game's been out long enough. Which one's episode 2?
Episode 2 is the St. John's Farm.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was an intense one.
Yeah. So those are now free. Also, Telltale says they will have information about the release date of episode 1 of its Fables adaptation, The Wolf Among Us. And they will also have information on the first episode of season 2 of The Walking Dead coming in the next few weeks.
Good. Did you play the add-on episode?
Yes.
How was it?
Great.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? It felt short, but it actually wasn't.
Right.
It felt short because you play between a bunch of different people, and those are kind of short. But as a whole, it's about the length of one episode.
Because I know I got to buy that. I still have to play through on the fucking plate. Oh, no. All right, let's buy another PC.
So, and apparently that episode is supposed to directly correlate with the. So I don't want to. Fuck! I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I am gonna play it.
Okay,
I'm gonna play it. I'm probably gonna buy it.
Okay.
Tonight.
You. Tonight. So a man that goes by the name. Gotcha. A man that goes by the name on Tumblr. The fuck is his name? I wish I could highlight this. Oh, Kostin.
All right.
So are you just like reading my shit now?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just like spoiling the story for yourself?
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, read on. Read on.
Just going to read over my shoulders now. Yeah. You know who does that a lot and annoys the fuck out of me? It's Tyler Swanson.
Really?
He'll like get right over your shoulder and read something. I was like, dude, fucking...
Bubble Man.
He especially does that with HeroScape cards. Like, when you don't know a power and everyone just responds, read the card.
Yeah.
You'll like, start reading the card and he'll, like, come over and read it with you. It's like, dude, just let me read the card.
Yeah. That's... Oh, God. This I can't fucking have... when Camilla breathes on my face, like when we're sleeping in bed, if she breathes on like my neck or my face, I can't fucking sleep, dude. I have to like push her.
Just like cover her mouth.
Shh. Good night. Good night, my angel.
So this Tumblr user got a Pokemon X cart.
How?
From his friend that worked at a game store.
All right.
And now he posted on Tumblr and everything. He was like, look what I got. And then he all of a sudden just posted pictures simply saying he got Nintendo'd. And all the pictures were taken down. Not only that, but a representative from Nintendo flew to his hometown, berated the game store for giving out the cartridge, and took the cartridge from him.
Oh, shit. Pokemon series
so
business.
Yes, he did indeed get Nintendo'd. Nintendo'd hardcore.
That's some serious business, man.
Yeah, this is the first time that Pokemon is actually doing a simultaneous worldwide release.
Oh, so it's a big deal.
So it is a big deal, yeah.
Gotcha.
Before they released in Japan first and then in the United States. Now it's releasing everywhere on the same day.
Oh, so that is a big deal. All right. But that's still crazy.
Leaper keeps asking me if I'm going to get Pokemon. I've told him like 2 times that I don't have a DS anymore. You getting Pokemon? No. Even if I had a DS, I don't think I'd be getting Pokemon.
Pokemon's kind of run out of ideas. I don't. It feels like they have to me. I played Black and White.
You played Black and White?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I haven't played. The newest one I've played is Silver and Gold.
Oh,
so.
Man.
So I don't feel like I have. I don't know. It just hasn't interested me anymore. So, but I guess I don't feel like I have the room to say that they ran out of ideas. I just haven't played. Mm. But since you have played, I mean, I guess you could say that.
They're fun. I enjoyed them. I played it all the way through. It's just, I was just like, their Pokemon are kind of seeming more bland and bland. I guess the story and everything's fine. It's just the Pokemon feel bland to me. Like, they're running out of ideas for that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, there's some that...
I mean, Generation 1 had Muk.
I know. And, oh, man, Snake backwards?
Yeah. And Pidgey was just a bird.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, that'll do it for gaming news.
Cool.
Let's go into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Would that ruin our friendship if I did that?
Broke my new phone screen?
Yeah.
Intentionally, yes.
It would ruin our friendship?
Maybe not forever, but for a little bit.
All right.
If you just intentionally broke my phone screen.
I did that the other night. I was with some friends, and I'm like, if I just poured out all your alcohol, would you still be my friends? And they're like, after I kicked the shit out of you, yeah.
Something like that, I guess I wouldn't be that upset. But, you know, that plus the touchscreen assembly on the back of it's like $80. So.
Yeah.
What if I'd be a little upset?
All right. I know that was a dumb question. I don't know why my curiosity peaks like that. I guess it's dark. I'm sorry.
So, Rainmaker Entertainment. The company that was responsible for Reboot as well as Beast Wars.
Oh, okay.
And has renamed themselves Mainframe Entertainment.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Has just announced the renaming of Mainframe Entertainment. And a bigger announcement that they will be bringing a sequel series of Reboot back online.
Oh, shit. Ooh. And it's going to be good. I bet it's going to be good up to date, too, graphics.
I don't even give a shit about that. I just give a shit about Reboot.
Oh, dude.
I would almost prefer it to be like it was back in the day, but I guess I don't really care.
Maybe they'll do the art style, like keep some of the art style.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's boss.
Okay, well, due to the government shutdown, the FDA is inspecting food.
Are they really?
They're not inspecting food. They're all furloughed.
That's kind of fucked up, man.
Now, the FDA inspects 80% of all U.S. food, especially imports. The rest is inspected by the Centers for Disease Control, which are also furloughed. So,
what? Ooh, that seems like something they wouldn't let shut
down. So boil your water or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like something that they wouldn't shut down.
Did you see Michelle Bachmann tried to get into the Lincoln Memorial and was then berated by... police officers, because it was shut down.
Was she throwing out constitutional rights?
Some shit like that, probably.
Dude, fucking Michelle Bach. She's like an angry bird. You just want to be like, stop.
Oh, you're stupid.
Stop.
You know what's one of my biggest pet peeves? When someone hears something they don't like and then it automatically says it's unconstitutional. It's like, you don't fucking know.
Dude, you can't have airsoft pellets.
You know, like when I was arguing with this guy that, what's her name? Elizabeth Hasselbeck said there should be a registry for violent video games. So, like, if you buy it, you go on a list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's stupid. I agree. But someone was like, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. How?
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, this was Debaser on ScrewAttack, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, there's no regulation amendment in the Constitution. He goes, yes, there is. First Amendment, government shall not make a law restricting free speech. I'm like, you're not restricting free speech.
Yeah.
Going on a list isn't restricted free speech. Is monitoring something restricting it? I would say no.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. The whole registry for violent video games is stupid. they're really well within their right to do so.
Yeah, they can if they want, but I mean, I don't think it's going to get the support either.
I don't think it would get enough support to be voted in. But if it did get voted in, I don't see anything that's illegal about it.
It really wouldn't bother me.
You know, and I said the same thing about guns. I said, you know, there's registries for guns, but there's an amendment specifically saying we can have them.
Yeah.
There's no specific amendment saying we can have video games.
That is very true. No more video games. Black market video games.
Yeah.
Bootlegging would come back.
So people are just like, it's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. The people of Congress never read the Constitution. Bitch, you haven't read the Constitution. Yeah. I know you haven't.
So fuck off. There's one group of people that can determine if something's unconstitutional or not. That's the goddamn Supreme Court.
Oh.
Unless you remember the Supreme Court, just give it up because you can't do shit.
I can't believe I didn't ask or talk about this. Did you see the new episode of South Park?
Yeah.
The Minecraft one?
Yes.
That was great.
That encapsulates what cable companies do to a T.
Yes.
Oh, maybe you should get another cable company. Oh, we're the only ones in town.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk to your manager. How can I help you? I bet the new episode this week's going to be about the government shutdown.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be. I bet that's going to be hilarious.
Oh, we're the only ones in town.
Oh, that's not part of the package.
Oh, God, that is so true, too. Like, when you want one fucking channel, and they're like, it comes with the package. You got to pay for the entire package. Like, God, for some reason, we have the Faith and Values pack. What? I don't know what channel that we wanted, but we had to get the whole pack, so...
Faith and Values?
Faith and Values, yep. Which, by the way, for people listening, those two things don't necessarily go hand in hand.
Yeah. Is values about grocery shopping deals?
I think it means family values.
Yeah, fuck
which
it.
Family values are whatever they mean to you. It's not some subset that you can just say, well, these are all the family values in the world. And if you don't agree with that, you don't like families. Just like when people are like, oh, well, two gay people can't get married. What about family values? Well, fuck your family values. Yeah. They got their own.
Yeah.
Fucking what about family values? Ugh. What about that bird I hit with my car? Wait, what? Oh, I thought we were mentioning shit that didn't matter.
Boosh!
The man alleged to be the Dread Pirate Roberts, the founder and operator of the Silk Road, was arrested by the FBI in San Francisco this past Wednesday. The criminal complaint released today provides many details about how the site and its users relied on widespread anonymity technology, including Tor and Bitcoin.
Okay.
Now, he didn't get it. It didn't get taken down because of drugs. You know how you can easily get drugs. It got taken down because he was hiring someone to murder someone else.
Yeah. Which is Silk Road the same Silk Road as the MMO? Is that the same thing?
No,
because there's
an
MMO called Silk Road.
No.
Okay, okay.
No, this is a website called the Silk Road.
Okay.
You know, and that's based off the trading route.
Oh.
Way back in the day.
Got it.
Where you would trade silks and spices.
Gotcha.
You know?
Man, I should have hit that up.
Using Bitcoin, they said the Dread Pirate Roberts had, what was it, 50 million saved up in Bitcoins?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That is scary.
That
because
is.
Bitcoins, I don't know if I'd be able to trust Bitcoins enough to have 50 million in Bitcoins.
I know.
I would try and somehow turn that into something tangible.
Whether
it be a stock or a bond.
You can turn Bitcoin into money. I just don't know how to, but I've read that there's people that...
Or if I could somehow buy property with Bitcoins.
That'd be cool.
Because then, theoretically, you could sell the property for cash.
Yeah. You could start buying items and then selling the items on eBay.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would trust Bitcoin enough to have that much of my money saved up like that.
I always think it'd be fun to have a Bitcoin machine. That'd be my personal little pet project.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Get like quad graphic cards running in it.
Andy, you want to hear what countries are free on the internet?
Free on the internet?
Yeah, what countries are free on the internet?
What do you mean free on the internet?
Freedom, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Like, they can do anything?
Yeah.
No censorship?
They are free on the internet.
Oh, okay, go on.
Just like you are free in a country?
All right, gotcha.
I have a little map here that has countries labeled out as free, partly free, not free, and no data. Which, for some reason, there's no data on Canada, Spain, Ireland, Sweden, Finland, Norway.
Well, we know that there's data caps in...
But that's not necessarily a lack of freedom.
Censorship, though, I guess.
That's just a lack of... That's just a data cap. That's
not,
you still have access to whatever the hell you want to go to.
Which, when I got my new phone, I had to get rid of unlimited data. I even read my contract trying to see if there's any way to keep it.
Yeah. I had to get rid of unlimited data, but I haven't even come close to my data cap. So.
And I also have it set up where it tells me when I've used 50, 75, and all that.
Yeah.
So it's handy.
Free countries on the internet. USA.
Argentina, Iceland, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Ukraine, Kenya, Philippines, Japan, Australia, South Africa.
I would imagine that Italy is probably uncensored because nobody uses it.
Partly free on the internet. South Korea, which I thought was weird.
Huh.
South Korea, India, Indonesia, Thailand, Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkey, Egypt, Libya, Brazil, Mexico.
Huh.
Yeah. I was surprised at Mexico, too.
Yeah. All right. What are no, or is there, like, no freedom?
Not free on the internet. All right. China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, Sudan. Looks like Belarus.
Huh. Huh. Interesting.
So if you want to be free on the internet, go to...
America.
America, Argentina, South Africa. Basically, there's one in every region. So, you know, if you're in North America, go to the United States. Probably Canada, too. I mean, there's no data, but...
Yeah.
I can't assume that's something that has such freedom of press and
yeah.
shit like that would not have freedom.
Canada's like the bro of the world. Just
Canada
like, hey,
does
man.
Have one weird thing where like radio stations have to play like half Canadian music. It's weird.
They're very nationalist up there. That's the wrong word. They're very into nationalism up there. Like, is that the right word I'm looking
so
for?
So is the United States. And
yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I think they want to promote more Canadian culture.
Maybe.
But, I mean, think of the shit you'd have to listen to. Justin Bieber, Nickelback, Shania Twain, I believe.
You're the one I love.
Although you do have cool stuff like Triumph. You listen to Triumph.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But still, it's a little weird to me. And their milk comes in bags.
Where was Macho Man from?
Macho Man?
Yeah, like where in America?
God, where was Macho Man born? I know he died in Florida.
Oh, no.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I guess I'll go to the Google machine. Onward.
Oh, let's see. Oh, they do have these ranked from most free to least free.
Oh, all right.
You want to see what country do you think is the most free on the internet?
South Korea.
Remember when South Korea was on somewhat free?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember when I brought that up specifically?
Sorry. I thought we brought it up because it was free. USA? The US?
US is fourth.
Oh, shit. Argentina, then.
Argentina is fourth from the bottom of the free.
Oh, shit. Free. Read all the frees again.
All the frees are Armenia, Ukraine, Kenya, Argentina, South Africa, Georgia, Philippines, United Kingdom, Italy, Hungary, Japan, France, Australia, United States, Germany, Estonia, and Iceland.
Germany.
Germany is third.
Italy.
Italy is in the middle here somewhere.
Fuck.
Two, four, six. All
right, tell me what one is. I'm
Iceland. Iceland is the most free, followed by Estonia, Germany, United States, Australia, France, Japan, Hungary, Italy, United Kingdom, Philippines, Georgia, South Africa, Argentina, Kenya, Ukraine, and Armenia.
Nice. He's born in Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
Dude, he's got music. Did you know that?
Yeah, he has that rap album called Be a Man.
Is it good?
No.
I didn't know he had an album.
Yeah, he does. We don't talk about that. What do you think is the least free country?
China.
Third from the bottom.
China's third from the bottom?
Third from the bottom.
Then North Korea?
North Korea's not even on the list. They didn't get data.
Oh. Ooh. China. Russia?
No, Russia is... Russia is near the bottom of partly free.
Huh. All right, who is it?
Iran.
Oh. I told it... Why didn't I even think of the Middle East?
And second from the bottom is Cuba.
Oh. Oh, that's random. All right. Yeah. Cool. I learned something today.
The first comment here that, do you need data to know that Canada's free internet? Well, yeah. Yeah. But the response from the author says, the countries were chosen to provide a representative sample with regards to geographical diversity, economic development, as well as varying levels of political and media freedom. Jesus Christ. So, they just didn't give data.
I mean, oh, all right. Lazy countries. Yeah. We'll get to it later.
The home of Tesla Motors, which is in Palo Alto, California, in the Silicon Valley region. All new homes now in Palo Alto, California, are required to be hooked up for electronic vehicles.
Ooh.
So you'll have a little plug-in now for your vehicle.
Oh, that's so cool.
It costs about $200 more.
Oh, that's totally worth it. That's totally worth it.
And actually, the mayor, Gregory Scharf, who owns a Model S, said it cost him about $800 to rewire his old house to accommodate a charger.
That's not bad.
So that's not bad either. No, it took him $800 to rewire an old house. To put into new houses, it'll cost $200.
Well, still, nonetheless, to rewire an old house,
it's $800.
Yeah. That's not bad.
So.
Ooh.
So, yeah, $200, especially in that region where Tesla Motors is based there. And that's a popular electronic car place, so, you know.
I think owning a Tesla would be so neat.
It would be sweet.
I would only use it in the city, though. I don't think I would ever. I think if I got an electronic car nowadays, I'd only use it in the city. Because it's just, like, if gas is way more reliable when you're on long trips. You can't just stop and plug in anywhere.
Yeah, it depends on what the charge is like for highway. Like, if they're saying, like, if they say you can get 300 miles highway on a charge or something like that, I would take it 200 miles if I could.
All right, yeah. Maybe down to KC.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it the full 300 just in case, you know.
Gotcha.
Also, there are ways you can, you know, there are adapters you can get to charge it in a regular wall outlet, although they say like allow 9 hours for charging or something like that. So,
and I know the Leaf has solar panels built into the roof,
that's
so it charges
awesome.
While you drive.
Yeah,
that's that is awesome.
That's sweet. All right, that'll do for technology news. Let's go on to news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
A teen with superhuman strength spits blood at firefighters during a drug-fueled party.
Bath salts?
No bath salts involved so far.
Shit.
A wild drug-fueled party in California got even crazier when two teenagers allegedly spit blood at firefighters who showed up to help a guest who had reportedly suffered a seizure. Emergency recruiters responded to Ville Valley, California. Ville Valley. Holy shit. Mill Valley. I said Ville Valley. That's just my dyslexia popping in.
Boom!
Dyslexia.
They responded early Sunday after receiving a report a teen had experienced a seizure while on LSD. When they arrived, paramedics and firefighters were blocked from entering the home by a 16-year-old boy allegedly covered in blood. The teen refused to let responders inside the home, displaying superhuman strength while resisting emergency crews' efforts to open a gate. It's interesting that both the firefighters and a deputy both described the individual as having superhuman strength, Marin County Sheriff spokesman Doug Pittman told the station. There's something we used to see years ago with the use of PCP. We don't see that very much anymore.
Huh.
Inside, deputies found what appeared to be marijuana, heroin, cocaine, and a designer drug similar to ecstasy.
Dude. I bet it was Molly. That's like the big thing now.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you hear about that new drug that's like apparently getting prevalent in like the desert of Arizona?
The Russian one? The skin-eating one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skin-eating one.
I saw an article that it's in the U.S. I'm like, that's fucked up. We do not need that here.
This is one of the reasons why marijuana should just be legal, because you know those fucking people, if they could just go to the corner store and like buy a joint, they would.
Yeah.
But they can't, and they don't know where to find it, so they're like, hey, let's make some gasoline and rat poison and ammonia. I don't know if that's in there, but you know, you get the drift. And then, you know, catch a buzz for an hour, and then, oh, shit, there goes my skin.
Yeah. Dude. God.
Fucking hell.
Just, yeah. Ugh!
Fucking ridiculous. More on the government shutdown.
God damn it. I'm going to start.
Government shutdown.
Government.
Government shutdown. Government. This douchebag, Representative Lee Terry from Nebraska, who allegedly, I say that in air quotes, represents us. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was there.
The guy's a douchebag. He said this week there is no way he'd be giving up his own salary due to the government shutdown. He said that he has worked and earned his salary, and therefore would not give it up because he has kids in college and a nice house.
Which
douche fucking bag.
That makes us look horrible now.
First of all, you didn't fucking earn it. Is the government operating right now? I don't fucking think so. Also, the people that voted, a lot of the people that probably voted you in, the civilian workers at Offutt in your district, are not getting paid because of you.
Yeah.
You didn't earn your money at all. Dude. You worked for yourself. You shouldn't get a dime.
Oh, dude. Are there senators that are giving up there?
There's a few. And, of course, Lee Terry just chalks that up to whatever gets you press. They realize that they have fucking failed.
Yeah.
The government's shut down. People are not getting paid. Why should you get paid? You failed.
Dude, that's fucking scary.
Longest government shutdown in history was 21 days.
21 days. What are we on now?
Six. Yeah.
Unless our senators are all drama queens, it'll go longer.
Yeah. So hopefully it's done soon.
That's just sad. Yeah. Actually, that's really sad. Our government has failed us.
Yeah, it is really sad. I am getting feedback out of my speaker. Do you hear that?
Is that your speaker? I thought that was just your hard drive.
It sounds like my speaker.
That's your hard drive.
No, this is my hard drive, but there's popping coming out of the speaker.
Turn your speaker off. See if it still makes a sound.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm sure this is fucking riveting.
Click on a story. Click on a story, like a different tab.
I mean, I can still hear my hard drive, but I can't hear the popping anymore.
All right, that's weird.
Huh.
And that, viewers, was us troubleshooting a problem.
Nah. Eugene Racco shoots himself in the heart with a nail gun and survives. He's a carpenter from Minnesota. Oh, wow. Minnesota carpenter Eugene Rockoff got nailed and lived to tell the tale. This past Friday, Rockoff, who was 58, was building a deck for a neighbor when he accidentally shot a 3.5-inch nail into his chest.
Oh.
He said, "I was leaning against the board with the gun," according to UPI.com. "I had run the gun at an angle chest level, and it jumped, and I still had my hand on the trigger, and it impaled the nail into my chest."
Oh.
Now get this. He said, "The nail didn't hurt that bad at first. But he knew things weren't good when he could feel it gurgle and crunch."
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
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 Oh, my.
He went to go see Dr. Louis Louis.
Louis Louis.
It literally looks like Dr. Louis Louis. I swear to God, if it's Dr. Louis Louis, I'm going to lose my shit. I don't know what it is, but holy shit. A heart surgeon at Abbott Northwestern Hospital. He treated Racco. He said if the nail had penetrated 2 millimeters further, it would have hit the coronary artery and Racco would have died on the spot.
Damn. Nope.
Amazingly, Racco was well enough to leave the hospital on Monday in order to celebrate the 20th birthday of his daughter Lauren.
Oh, that's good.
With his wife Cameron and 6 other children. They took the nail home as a souvenir. I wouldn't take the nail home. Fuck that nail.
It's a good story. Hey, you want to hear about the time I almost died? See that son of a bitch?
Yeah. Okay, so this is insanely scary, but giant Asian hornets are killing people in China.
Yes, and there's been a couple
in larger numbers.
And there's been a couple in Nebraska. Have you heard
in
about
Nebraska
that?
In Nebraska specifically? Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Western Nebraska.
Oh, well, it's just known Western Nebraska, so hopefully they left.
But yes, those are fucking scary, dude.
Mm-hmm. One of the contributing factors is climate change, people believe, which has already given a global rise to insect numbers. Which, by the way, a UN study came out, like a joint study, and said that it's 95% possible that there is climate change and humans are causing it. So if you're still denying fucking climate change.
Yeah. Climate change is real, bruh.
Just fucking look.
There's
so much fucking evidence on it and people are just like, nope.
That's my dad.
Yeah, I remember saying
we'll
your dad.
We'll have dinners where me and him will just end up getting pissed at each other.
I just don't know how someone could just say no. Like,
yeah.
when you can look at all this evidence and you're just like, nope, nope, nope.
Have you seen Mexico City? It looks like a ball of dirty.
Yeah.
And that's going into the atmosphere, bro.
There's all these people that are like, well, you know, we go through warming and cooling periods. It's like, yeah, not like this, though.
Yes,
bro.
We do, but not this. Yeah, not this fast.
It's just like when so many scientists come out and say, yeah, it's happening, but people just don't want to believe science.
No, bruh. No.
It's like want to believe their congressman. Oh. God, I forget his name. I don't have the picture on me, so I'm going to have to try and remember this from the top of my head.
All right.
But it's a representative out of Texas. He was a co-author of the 2005 energy bill.
All right.
He literally said that he would not harvest wind power because wind is a finite resource and removing the wind would warm up the earth. This guy co-authored our fucking energy bill.
Oh, that's some good shit.
Fucking wind is a finite resource? What? Jesus Christ. This is just as bad as the people on the science committee that don't believe in evolution.
Schools don't teach evolution.
But wind is a finite resource. Even if you don't want to harvest wind power, you should at least know that wind is not a finite resource.
You know what would be crazy insane?
What?
Around all those wind farms, they build trees under them.
Why?
Because it's constantly moving oxygen. Trees create oxygen.
But oxygen doesn't have anything to do with the wind.
I'm just saying, though, it'd be a great way to produce more oxygen in the world, I think.
Well, you could just plant trees anyway.
True. But I just think...
But eventually those trees are going to get tall enough to get in the way of the blades.
Those things are pretty high up there. I mean, you can control what kind of trees you plant.
I suppose.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be a really good idea for cleaner air or something.
I just plant trees.
Nobody's fucking doing anything with the land around those things. It's just fucking wind farms.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there may be a reason that they're set up the way they are.
Maybe. I should call someone.
Yeah.
Hey!
So, yeah, 42 people have died and over 1,000 have been injured as a result of Asian hornets.
Dude, that's scary. That is really scary. Those things are huge.
They destroy red blood cells, which can result in kidney failure, anaphylactic shock, and death.
Nope.
Have you seen pictures of them?
Yeah. Do you have a picture of them?
I have a picture of someone holding four probably dead ones in his hand.
They look like assholes, too.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're the size of a man's hand. That's fucking
and
scary.
They can sting you like 200 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh! Dude, if I saw it, I'd be the biggest bitch. I would run so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, that's scary. Onward, next thing. Ugh.
All right, and our final story, a man out of Madrid, Spain, was crushed to death by 5 tons of grapes.
Oh, no.
A local rescue service center said Friday the man was pulled out of a winery grape reception bay that he fell into the day before, just as a truck unloaded 5 metric tons of grapes ready for crushing and juiced winemaking.
Oh, no.
Ambulance operators and firefighters tried to resuscitate the man, but could not.
I bet that wasn't pretty.
That had to suck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC. That is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast, of course. 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com is our email, and find us at 76thstreetnetwork.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.